Welcome to today's episode of Everyday Inspiration. I'm Larissa Halls, and today's episode is all about emotional pain. It was quite the journey as I had to wade back into my own pain to reveal what it was like to slowly navigate through it. I'd like to thank all of my clients who trust me to hold their hand and walk with them through their own journeys of pain. They inspired me to create this podcast today so I can share and perhaps give hope to those who are experiencing emotional pain. Please ensure that before you listen, you're in a safe and nurturing place. If anything in particular comes up that is too hard for you to cope with, know that you can straight away take yourself to a happy place in your mind and then perhaps gain the professional help that you need if you feel that this is useful for you. If this podcast has been useful, this introspective meditation, then please, I ask you to share it because this is why I create these and publish them as a podcast for everybody to listen and start to delve deeper into themselves and to be able to lift the cloud and raise their own inner vibration and work through some of their own inner struggles. So I thank you for listening and I hope you enjoy today's podcast. Emotional pain is a natural part of the expansive wonder of the human experience. Its firm and influential grip draws us beyond the tenderness of life, descending into the winding inner depths of the heart. There is no way to skip around the darkness of pain, as this would be akin to attempting to shake away your own shadow. The only way to understand its purpose is to connect. Connect to the meaning that's wrapped up in each of its piercing spurs and fragilely navigate your way through. It has been said by wise hearts who have traveled this journey before, that you must learn to really feel and sit with your pain to heal your pain. Using your wounds as an opportunity to repair the frayed fabric of your spirit. As long as you are sharing this precious human life, then pain is inevitable. But your suffering is not. The purpose of these words today are for you to infuse the light of understanding into your consciousness. The understanding that pain isn't meant to be suppressed and it cannot be hidden. It slowly will start to permeate into every part of your valuable existence, slipping into the cracks of your everyday living. Maybe you've learnt that pain is as harmful as the damaging rays of the sun, forgetting that the sun is responsible for sustaining life as we know it. The circumstances that have created your pain can sometimes make you feel like you're alone. That you're the only person who has endured what you have. It's like living on a deserted island, but surrounded by crowds of people. I assure you, hidden within the crowd, just as the beautiful lady beetle hides within the heart of a daffodil, others share the company of your pain, and they understand the reason why you are in pain, because they've been there. Your pain is not to be silenced. Do you conceal your feelings of joy and happiness? Why would you need to separate the meaning of pain into an experience to be encapsulated and hidden from view? Like the seed that lives within the hard yet brittle shell of the mighty oak tree acorn, it needs to be broken open so you can learn to flourish and grow upward and outward and continue to stretch your way towards the brilliant golden light of your own soul's expansion. Share your pain. Let others hold your hand and shine a bright and luminous light ahead, like the rays of sunlight radiating into the dark, damp, open cave. Be humble enough to allow those who've walked the long and winding path before you throw you a rope, guiding you to the understanding of your own healing, your own freedom. We must learn to visit both sides of life, pain and pleasure. We need both equally to obtain balance and vitality within ourselves. This concept is as simple as understanding that to maintain life, the inner and outer ecosystem, we need the day and the night. We need the sunny days and the rainy days. We need the stillness and the wildest of winds. Mutually shared pain brings the souls of others together. It links their hearts and strengthens the texture of their lives that may be otherwise flimsy. The people who have visited the harrowing depths of great pain and have navigated to the other side often have a strong and grounded root system that grants them the ability to flourish and thrive through life, reaching the summit of fulfillment and personal transformation. Pain is the momentous reason we choose to take action, to change lanes in the course of our lives. It is the turbulent fuel of determination that has kindled the continuous fire of many of the world's greatest achievements. Pain sparks action. Pain sparks self-inquiry and sets motivation ablaze. It's the path to awakening your purpose. Perhaps it's wise to stop closing the door whenever your pain comes knocking. Your pain doesn't need to be your darkness. It can be your strength, the intersection to your new beginning, your rebirth into a fulfilling life. Take a few moments to place your hands sensitively upon your heart and breathe lovingly into the warmth of the space between your hands and your heart. Be gentle with yourself and check in with your pain. Be attentive to its healing needs. Have you allowed all of your inward open wounds, the time and space they deserve to gently heal and repair themselves? Or is there a feeling in the deepest part of your belly, a knowingness that there is still a long-awaited resolution to behold, to be had, to be healed? Be true to yourself, be honest and be kind, and take a momentous step forward. Take the action into stepping off the isolation of your island and into the welcoming water that awaits your journey to healing and transforming your pain into love. You will be greatly rewarded. You will be rewarded with a sense of desired relief. Self-abiding love and the ability to create a life of everyday inspiration.